It's a cold but sunny day in Chicago as Boeing 727s take off from O'Hare Airport. Even though it's officially spring, temperatures on the ground still hover around the freezing mark, and that means planes still need to be de-iced. It's a labor-intensive process that can require up to 1,000 gallons of de-icing fluid for every plane. And during the busiest winter months, that number grows exponentially. Jack Saporito understands the need to de-ice planes, but says he's concerned that solving one problem may be creating another, namely that de-icing fluids are polluting local waters. Saporito's standing just beyond airport property along one of the streams that runs through O'Hare. He scoops up and examines a glass full of water.
It's green, got a greenish tint to it. It appears that there's some kind of chemicals in here. They have been de-icing and anti-icing the planes and runways, and it's gotten into the stream again.
Saporito is president of Citizens Aviation Watch, a national organization working to stop airport pollution. He's been concerned ever since some of his neighbors found dead animals in streams and complained that de-icing fumes made them sick.
These de-icing fluids are glycol-based. It's antifreeze, basically, only much worse. And every backyard mechanic knows you don't throw this stuff down the sewer.
The Natural Resources Defense Council agrees with Saporito. They report that most of the nation's busiest airports are located near lakes, rivers, or other bodies of water, and that much of the de-icing fluids airports use can end up in those waterways. Peter Lehner is an attorney with the NRDC.
Whatever hits the ground starts off as rain or snow. It flows across these airports, the runways, the taxiways, picks up whatever happens to be on the ground, and dumps it into the receiving waters.
De-icing fluids contain ethylene glycol. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, it's a toxin that can be poisonous to humans and wildlife. Federal laws like the Clean Water Act, Superfund, and the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act require airports to report releases of ethylene glycol to federal authorities. But the Natural Resources Defense Council claims that many of the nation's airports don't file those reports, and they accuse the city of Chicago, which owns O'Hare, of being among the worst offenders. While the city refused to comment on whether they filed the federal reports, they did say they're complying with a state discharge permit. Dennis Culleton is a spokesman for the Chicago Department of Aviation.
We're in compliance with the state Environmental Protection Agency. That's the most important thing. And regarding allegations of whether or not we have done things that the NRDC alleges, those are the things that our lawyers and their lawyers are going over now.
And even though the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency found ethylene glycol in streams near O'Hare, Culleton claims that the airport is using de-icing fluids responsibly.
To my knowledge, we are capturing and treating the vast majority of the fluids, and we are not creating hazards for nearby residents, and we monitor that.
Aviation industry officials say that the situation at O'Hare highlights the confusion over who has authority to regulate ethylene glycol. However, some environmentalists suspect that airports are withholding information about de-icing practices in order to hide how much of the toxin they use. That's why the NRDC says reporting is so important. Attorney Peter Lehner says that without it, it's hard to know what risk the public and the environment face. He explains that when reporting laws are followed, polluters often feel pressure to clean up their act.
Time and again, we have seen that reporting can make a very real substantive environmental difference, that when the public knows what's going on, and when a company has to disclose what's going on, a company or in this case a municipality, the airport, very often they look again at what they're doing and say, huh, can we do a little better than this?
The Natural Resources Defense Council is trying to force airports nationwide to comply with federal laws. This month, the group filed suit against Baltimore-Washington International Airport over its failure to report ethylene glycol releases. The NRDC had planned to sue O'Hare as well, but the city of Chicago agreed to negotiate with the environmental group instead. With a lack of information about the scope of ethylene glycol pollution, there has been little pressure on airports or regulatory agencies to restrict its use. However, that may soon change once the Environmental Protection Agency finishes its own study of ethylene glycol. That study should be completed within a year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.